Like, and they stuck me, thank you, and they stuck me in number three. So now it's my turn, and so thank you again. My presentation is on who eats fast food, characteristic of frequent fast food consumers amongst Tongans in Utah. I already introduced myself in the beginning, so I'm not going to bore you again, but I'm going to try to do a really good job because one of my professors is in here today. Okay. This is Professor Gumpher from Utah, from the University of Utah, so don't ask me any tough questions. Tana, you missed your question, okay? Okay, so I just click and go, correct, Mona?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anyway, my name is... and nobody gives me any funding. Well, we get a little bit of funding, but nothing related to folks that would be of any interest. Fast food in the U.S. Okay, great. Just a little bit of background about fast food so that before I go into the areas that I'm talking about, 25% of all meals are eaten out. And of course, the majority of those meals are purchased in fast food restaurants. And of course, we all know that fast food is linked to obesity and many different health problems such as diabetes, lots of chronic diseases. Fast food has trans fat. Let me see. I think I've sent in... One of the things that about fast food that's really dangerous is, of course, is the trans fat. And we all know, trans fat was originally created or developed so that our food could last longer shelf life. But in the process of doing that, it has not been good for us humans. I don't think humans have any place with trans fat, but unfortunately, it's in most of our food. Trans fat acts sits in our belly, acts as belly fat, and is stored in our belly. And of course, 2.5 grams of trans fat per day causes people to gain 30% belly fat. Some example of some of the what trans fat or where trans fat you can find trans fat is like Jack in a Box, 8 onions ring, it has 10 grams. Dairy Queen. I don't know if any of you have a lot of Dairy Queens in your state. We have tons of Dairy Queens in ours. But chicken, just a 6-piece, 12 grams. And large fry is 13 grams. So all of this can, just stores in your belly. And it's really hard. It's almost like a bacon grease, thrown down your sink. So that's really what happens to us, is this is in our system, and this is how it clogs up our arteries, And so, of course, the risk for heart disease and the risk for strokes are increased, okay? And these are surveys for Utah surveys, and so keep these numbers in mind as I also go in later with our Tongan community. In the Utah survey, 42.5% eat out once a week, and then of course 39 twice, 1 to 2 times, and 18.2% is 3 times. Then of course, from the survey, Utah survey, 13.3 is not overweight. 20 of those who do eat out, of who do consume fast food, and then 20.8% are overweight, and then 24.8% are overweight. Now, looking at studies, this is the WHO folks, the World Health Organization. They did a survey a couple of years ago and found out that the fattest people were in the Pacific Islands, 7 of them being in the Pacific Islands, state of the top 10. And of course, at the top of the charts are Tongan and Nauru, and Samoa, you're right under us, okay? So don't think that you're getting away. You're third place, yeah, so Tana. Okay, so we are the most overweight people in the whole entire Earth, okay, and 7 in the Pacific Islander. And in fact, I just read something a couple of weeks ago that said that if one of the WHO, the World Health Organization, big person, and I can't remember his name, but he went out and he said at one of the conferences that he attended, if nothing is going to be done, or if it stays the same in the Pacific Islanders, we are like going to be extinct. And I'm thinking, wow, I feel like a dinosaur. And then I also feel like, why are we eating ourselves to extinction? But it's just really crazy. So where to start? Okay, where do we begin? One of the things that that kind of like gears or propels our efforts at the National Tongan American Society, which is the organization that I work with, is how do we help to reduce this amongst Tongans in Utah, first and foremost? And so one of the things is one of the things that we're looking at is this consumption of fast food. And so is reducing the prevalence of those who eat fast food one of the most probably productive ways and probably cheapest way or economically best ways to approach this? And anyway, we did have quantitative study at first, like several years ago, and we continue to do focus groups. And so we needed some quantitative study. And so last year we went out and we conducted the Healthy Living Survey of Tongan Americans in Utah, 2008, which was last year. And the methods that we used questionnaires and we distributed them amongst the churches. As you all know, church is a very effective way for us to get to our people because our people go to church on Sunday. And then they spend the rest of their time at McDonald's. I couldn't resist. I just had to say that. I'm sorry. Anyway, so our people go to church. So we collect them at church, at health fairs. We also have festivals. And we even went into some of the homes to collect some of the surveys. And we had over 400 questionnaires turned in. And the study limited. We only were able to use 347 of that because they were within the area. Some of them were like underage and some of them were things like that, so we couldn't use all of it. So we correlated and cross-tabulated, and then we also used logistic regressions to look at these numbers. And these are just the sample characteristic of, you know, basically they were mostly were women, most of them were foreign-born, most of them were, so, you know, size housing, most of them were like high school and GED folks or less. So those are just the sample characteristic. But obesity, we figured out, and we could just, actually, I could just look, and some of our organization could just look at our population when we go to events in Utah and know that obesity is a problem. But of course, we just can't go out in conferences and such and say, oh yeah, I went to church and I saw that half of them were obese. Okay, so we had to do this. So this is what we found, okay, from our survey, that 54.2 of the sample was obese. Or they were obese, and 42.7 reported that they consumed fast foods three times or more a week. And then, of course, if you remember underneath here, Utah surveys is that the 21.3% of the population of Utah is obese in comparisons to Tongans 54.2. And then also 18.2 said that they eat fast food three times or more out. This is Utah's population versus Tongans 42.7. So you can see that there's a huge consumption and a wide range there. So is there a relation between fast food consumption, obesity, and Tongans? Yeah, I think these numbers would quite pretty much tell that there is. So these are some of the findings that we had. That Tongan American adults who ate fast food three or four times a week or more had twice the odds of being obese, okay, than those who ate it less frequency. These were just kind of like some of the odds. For an example, people in households of seven or more, okay, the Chamorans had 5.1, we have seven, okay. People of households of seven or more are 1.6 times more likely to eat fast foods, okay. People who are less active are 1.6 more likely to eat fast food. U.S. born, 1.8 people who were U.S. born was more likely to eat fast food. And then there's another graph in here that I omitted, and that's 2.2% of people that were under the age of 35 were also more likely to eat fast foods, but it's not in here. Okay, those who ate diet sodas were 2.9. Sugar soda, okay, were fast food. And then, of course, when we look at these numbers, people living in large households are more likely to eat out fast foods. Okay, so that's... Now, one of the things that we also found in some of our focus group was that Tongans don't like to go to the doctors. But I think more important in some of these things is that that we found is that Tongans tend to trust their ministers more so than their doctors. And so oftentimes they go to the ministers or their support groups for cultural stuff rather than doctor. And in fact, most of them, some of them, especially the older folks, had fear of going to doctors and going to hospitals. These are some of the quotes that they had referred to, that many of them, you know, even though they know that once the, you bring the awareness that they need to exercise, that they need to eat better, it's also just another whole challenge to try to make them do action, like going out to do exercise. Like one of our focus group members said, you practically just have to go and stop at their doorstep and, you know, pull them into the van and take them to go do their exercise. And it's some of the things that they also said, that it's easy to keep putting things off. Of course, I don't think that's specific to Tongans only. I think that's a lot of people. Some of the interventions that we have been implementing, thank you, that we have been implementing or looking to implement is increasing the awareness of the appropriate portion size. Because when you say to a Tongan, when you say, let's go eat, portion size, there is no such thing as a portion size. We found that portion size was you eat until your food is gone, or you eat till you're tired, or you eat till whatever, you know, there is, or till you want to go to sleep. Yeah, one of the things that we want to do is we wanted to promote that after you eat, take a lap instead of a nap. So one of the things that we want to try to push, of course, increasing awareness of health food choices. It's really interesting in some of the things that you, some of the events that we go to, whether it's in church or family eatings, they'll have a salad there, but it's almost like it's, it makes it look healthy, makes the table look healthy, and it makes it look pretty, but at the end, everything is eaten except the salad and the greens. So I think that, I think all of us are kind of familiar with that. We've also found that it's very, very important to work through our churches, because really that's the only way that we get our folks to participate, because they feel like it's supported and promoted by the churches, so they therefore they come out and they attend. Again, that's part of the stuff there. Part of the program that we're implementing right now, or have been implementing, and this is through our grant with Health Forum, is the Walk for Life program. And we recently, just this year, no, last year, received an award for this program from the Select Health, which is one of our bigger insurance companies in Utah. We received an award from them for this program here, where what we did is we basically took our program to Jordan Park, where lots of our women were sitting around watching their husbands play tennis or their boyfriends play tennis. And so we just said, well, you know, come and walk with us. And that was just right over here. And so tons of the folks came and we walked until it started to snow. Then we had to kind of move it into the malls. And so that wasn't as effective as having it at the park, because they're already there knitting or doing stuff like that. But that was a really great deal, because we also were able to get their children later on and things to come and participate. Now, some of the next steps, some of the things that we're looking at is that, that there's a high rate of our young folks that are going in to the hospital finding themselves with diabetes type 2. And so we're, right now what we're doing in one of our classes, in fact, and working together with the National Tongan American Society, we're looking at conducting, and we're in the process as of now of conducting a survey for Tongan youth ages 12 through 18 to look at what are the lifestyle habits, what are their attitudes and behavior towards eating and also towards physical activity, so that we can begin to look more closely at what we might be able to do to develop a program, an obesity program, that might be more effective in our community. And so the results of that will be available in 2010, so we're looking at that, and so we're hoping to maybe present on that at the next conference. So stay tuned. So we thank you, and that's my presentation. Thank you.